Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise God for his goodness. Amen, and praise God for the weather. Thanks God for this nice change of pace of this weather. Definitely appreciate it, for sure. Thank God for being here live in the studio on this morning. Amen, here WCNO 89.9 FM. Just one more time to praise him for his goodness, praise him for his love, kindness, to praise him for his tender mercies. Amen. Praise him for his majestic power. Amen. Praise God. Amen. In the firmament of his power. Glory to God. I'm reminded when David said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us go into the house of prayer, amen, and to lift up the name of Jesus, a name that which is above every name, amen, and to just love him, adore him, amen. God have been good, amen. The Bible so declare God is good unto them all, and his tender mercies are over all his word. God is good. Amen. In all shape, form, and fashion. Amen. The man who made himself of no reputation, but took upon himself a form of a servant, was found in the fashion of men. Amen. But he humbled himself even to the obedience of Christ. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Amen. This is Lively Stones Ministry that you're listening to at this 7:30 a.m. hour. Amen. We are excited. We are beyond excited. Amen. For what the Lord is doing. God is doing a great work. Glory to God. Amen. I'm your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones. Amen. We just thank God for all that he's doing, and God is not through yet, and the best is yet to come in your life. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For Pastor David, our producer here. Amen. On this morning. Amen. With us. Amen. Allowing us to come in to be able to say a few words. Amen. On the behalf of the Lord. Amen. How many know that God is too wise to make a mistake, and he just too just to do that which is wrong? The Bible says that we shall think on these things, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report. If there be any praise, there be any virtue, think on these things. You have to believe and begin to think, amen, of the goodness of Jesus, amen, to meditate, amen. Get yourself in position where you can hear, amen, directly from the Lord, where you get divine intervention, divine favor, amen. Divine direction, amen, to know whatsoever where thou goest, amen, because you don't want to walk in the wrong place, amen. You want to walk in up under, amen, the power of God. You want to be up under God's umbrella, up under God's protection, amen. Thank God, thank God, thank God, amen. Let us go into the word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you just one more time, amen, for being, amen, for who you are, and we're recognizing who you are, amen, in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, as the word go forth out this morning, you said that your word would not return unto you void. It will accomplish that. Glory to God, that which is pleasing shall prosper. Whereto in the thing that you sent it, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, for life, health, and strength on this morning. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that we can come into your presence, oh Lord, and that we can, Amen. Magnify you, Lord, and just begin to think on all them things, Lord, that you have done for us already. They're being in praise. They're being in virtue. Think on these things because you've been a good God. Lord, you said that you will never leave us, neither will you forsake us, oh Lord. You will be there for us, Lord, even much, oh God, when everybody else may turn their back, oh God. Oh Lord, that you would guide us and lead us, oh Lord. Take us by our hand, oh Lord. Show us which way that we shall go, oh Lord, that we would not be dismayed. Oh Lord, we would not live in fear. Oh Lord, that we will call upon the name of the Lord right now, God. Somebody needs you out there. Yeah, Lord, this morning, oh God, somebody, oh Lord, in the midst of making a decision in the crossroads right now, oh Lord, and they want to call upon you, oh God, and your hand is there. They just need to reach out right now in the name of the Lord. Oh God, we just thank you, oh Lord. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, O Lord, for all the things that you have done, all the acts of kindness, O Lord. We thank you, O God, for the ministry of reconciliation, that we've been reconciled to you. At one time, we was enemies, amen, of God. But through the death of your Son, we've been reconciled. And you said, being so, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And we'll be saved from wrath in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, so have your way right now, oh, God. Send the anointing that it rests and abide and rule in us right now, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we'll be careful to give you the praises next time. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everybody said amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Somebody need to praise the Lord right now. Somebody need to praise God for his goodness. It have not been for the Lord that who was on your side. Where would you be at this morning as a bird from a snare of a fowler? Our soul have escaped. Men would have swallowed you up as you reflect back on your life and you think things over. My soul say hallelujah, giving God the highest praise. You know God is worthy. I don't know why that people, amen, and walk around and don't realize that there is a God that moves by his power. Jesus said that all power, amen, and authority have been given to me, that which is in heaven and that which is on earth. You belong to the Lord. You belong to God. The Bible so declared that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and them that dwell there and therein. Glory to God. Who? 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 With a question mark. Who shall stand in his holy place? And who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? We need to begin to ask ourselves these questions. Amen. Glory to God. Psalms 24. We need to begin to ask ourselves these questions. Amen. For God. Amen. Lord, what can I do to get, amen, into a place where I can separate myself, amen, from among the world, and I can come into the true holiness and the vindication of God? And then that the eyes of my understanding may be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of the calling for the riches of the inheritance in the saints of God. God have a plan and a divine purpose for you in your life out there this morning. God wants you to come into a place where you just solely depend on him. The Bible said that God is a jealous God. He's jealous. And it's also said he inhabits the praises of his people. So therefore, God loves praises. It's just like something that you desire. Some things that you take pleasure in, some art that God may bless you that you're a good artist. God have blessed you that you're a good football player. God have blessed you, amen, that even as you're a good father and you got good characteristics. God have blessed you that you're a leader of men and that you're running an enterprise. And you're managing everything, and everything is falling to order. Amen. And you want everybody to be up under your jurisdiction, and but you're being a leader of men. And as you being a leader of men, people is gravitating towards you. And you take great delight in that because you're perfection. Amen. And your qualifications, amen, is speaking for itself by the fruits of it. And everybody is just gravitating, everybody doing what they supposed to be doing. Amen. This is the same case in God. The Bible souls declare in Isaiah, that 43rd chapter, that you were created to praise God and created for his glory and for his purpose and for his goodwill, according to the richness of his grace. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:17 that Christ may dwell in you richly, that you be rooted and grounded in love. In love. See, no man can come unto God unless he's being drawn by the Spirit of God. And we all have been in a place where we was on our last wheel, on our last leg. We all have been down and out. Come on here. Everybody say they ain't never been down and out. I disagree. He must the great old patriots of old time at some point was in despair. When Abraham was going to cross over, amen, Abraham said that Sarah was his sister. Instead of at a low point, saying that he was his sister. Abraham used wisdom because they were going to kill him. Because the Egyptians, the leader, Pharaoh, desired his wife. That's why God allowed plagues to come upon Pharaoh. That's why you touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. I stopped by the radio station this morning to tell somebody that you're precious in the sight of the Lord. And you have a protection around you, a force field. You have the anointing of God around you. Glory to God. God wants you to put on immortality, that what therefore that you will live and not die, and that you will live forever. The Bible souls declare in Ephesians 1:3 that thanks be unto God and of the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. See, somebody looking for just a natural blessing, a physical blessing. Somebody is down and out this morning. Somebody done checked their checking account. Amen. And your checking account and all your money is not adding up. Amen. As you see fit. And you got bills due on every side. See, but let this not be the case that you're looking something and for the natural realm of a blessing from God. But if you look and tap into the spiritual aspect of it, you look into the spiritual realm of it where God is already blessing you in a spiritual aspect of it, he's going to already supply your needs, what you need, amen, to get through, because he's a God of much. He's more than enough. I stopped by the radio station to tell somebody this morning that you are armed and dangerous. If you a child of God this morning, and if you woke up this morning clothed in your right mind, glory to God, and you know the Lord, and you decided to follow God in your life, and your mind is fully persuaded, and you done made up your mind, and you will not take down, glory to God,
neither death nor life nor principalities nor things present nor things to come shall separate me from the love of God. For I am fully persuaded, glory to God, that I'm going to go ahead on and run and see what the end going to be. Run and not be weary. The Bible say run and not be weary. And those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. What does that mean? They shall soar as the mount up as the wings of an eagle. Soar above every circumstances and situations that tries to conquer me. But you're talking about conquering. We're a child of God. Jesus already conquered death. Everything is already under your feet. Because he paid the price. And if he paid the price, I'm going to walk in victory. Well, there's no reason for a child of God to be walking with the head down and walking in a way where there's a delusion, walking in a way where there's dryness and desolated, as though you in the wilderness. No, sir. The child of God walks in prosperity. I know that things at times get a little rough and get a little tough. It gets tough. It gets tough for all of us. But to understand and to realize that by grace are you saved through faith. And if I'm saved through faith, in the faith of God, don't you understand and realize that God already done heard my prayer, and he already know the things I'm in need of already. So therefore, I'm going to go ahead on and walk in the wisdom of God. And I'm going to go ahead on and walk in my divine direction of God, because God is divinity. Glory to God. It is to the fact that it's definitively, amen, and moreover, that God already have poured out his word, amen, glory to God, that you're living in the year of the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen, that there's already a jubilee. Amen, that you can go ahead on and get cited, and you can go ahead on and speak those things that be which not as though they were already. I can't see it. I can't see it. I can't see it. I can't see it, but I already know that it's going to come to pass. Even though I can't see it, I'm trusting and depending and I'm leaning on the Lord. Oil. Thou shalt anoint my head with oil and my cup runneth over. Your cup is going to continue to run over. If you trust and depend on the one who made heaven and earth, glory to God. I'm reminded when Elijah, the prophet, went unto the lady with the son upon death. And we pick it up here in the 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, where Elijah raises the widow's son. And the widow, as she seen the man of God came forth, and she thought the man of God came to afflict her, even much the more. But this wasn't the case. The word of God comes to enlighten you. The word of God comes to make the situation better. The word of God comes to heal.
The Word of God comes to increase. The Word of God comes to raise up and to show you a more excellent divine way and manner. The woman said that I will take a little oil and some bread, and for me and my son will die tomorrow. But Elijah said that, give me thy son. And the Bible so declare that Elijah took the boy upstairs and he began to call upon God. The Bible says Elijah called upon the Lord. Not one time, not two times, but three times he called upon God. And the boy was by the point of death. But God answered. God came through. And the Bible said the boy was revived because he was upon death. You know, the Bible so declare. A lot of times we go through stuff in our life and we begin to call upon God. Isaiah 65 and 24, I will call, when you call upon the Lord, he said, I will answer thee. Yet when thou speakest, I will hear thee. As you begin to look at that text, 65 and 24, write it down, because this is powerful. Yet though you call upon thee, I will answer. And though when you're speaking, I will hear you. So in other words, God, as you speaking the words, is already, God is already intercept your prayer, and God already have answered, amen, your prayer already. He already hear you. That's why the Bible say, do not pray in repetitions in vain, because God already hear your prayer. Your heavenly Father already know what in need of before you eat much ask. See, the widow woman was in the bout of the point of giving up. Amen. But the man of God showed up just in time. See, a lot of times, see, you wanna give up and you just say you got a little bit of this and a little bit of that and you try to protect it. Amen. But if you just take that what you do have, amen, that little bit of something, oh my God, I'm feeling this inside of me this morning. If you just take that little something that you do have and you just render it unto the Lord, amen, God will revive you. God will give you a revival in your life. There'll be a real resurgence in your life. There'll be a real knowing in your life. Amen. Of your mind and your heart. Glory to God. Take no thought, amen, what you shall do today or tomorrow. Amen. Now is the acceptable time. Now is time for you to arise to your occasion. It's time for you, amen, to meet, amen, everything, every aspect with the Lord. Amen. That have and God have intentions, amen, in your life. Glory to God. The Bible so declare. Amen. In Jeremiah 29 and 11. Amen. For the thoughts that I have towards you. Amen. They are the thoughts of peace and not of evil. Amen. To give you an expected end. Amen. So I can see tomorrow. Glory to God. Amen. But I need to praise him right now today. Amen. Today. Praise him right now. While you got breath in your body right now. While your life is before you right now. Glory to God. I'm convinced this morning. Some people want to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. When they're going through something in their life. Amen. You want to call upon him now. But why not praise God acceptably? Glory to God. Come on here. Why not serve him? God have built a kingdom. Amen. Which then of that cannot be moved. You know, cannot be shaken. Glory to God. Whereby we may serve God. Amen. Out of richness. Come on. Amen. Out of his goodness. Amen. For the praiseness of God. Amen. For the things that the Lord have already done. Amen. And I like to stand therefore. Amen. Having done all to stand. Amen. Continue to stand therefore. Amen. Because he already done set you free. Amen. So the widow woman was going through something. Amen. In her life. And she was in a point of despair. Amen. But when she seen that the man of God. Amen. Showed up on the scene. Glory to God. And done this thing with the God have working inside of him. Amen. Now she said,
now I know that you are a man of God. See, a lot of time when we're going through something in our life, glory to God, and when other people see us walking and walking worthy, amen, of the Lord, amen, and being a true man and woman of God, amen, a lot of people need God in their life today, amen, and we the only spiritual, amen, we the only leader, amen, to be leaders of men, amen, that they will follow, glory to God. See, only way you can come to God, amen, you first must believe that he is, glory to God, and some have not accepted him yet, amen, but that's thanks be unto God for those who have accepted them, amen. It's God's prayers, amen, that every man shall come, amen, it's God's thoughts, glory to God, that every man shall come into repentance, amen, and it's God willing that no shall perish, amen, every man shall come. See, men count slackness, amen, but glory to God, amen, we're the only outlet, amen, for the ones that don't know God, glory to God, we're the only outlet, amen, for them that have went their own way, glory to God, because God, amen, that he is able, I come to tell somebody this morning, he is able, amen, to work that thing out in your life, amen, the oil is fresh in your life, amen, it's time now, amen, for you to get rooted and grounded, amen, and get your lions girded up, amen, the word of the Lord, amen, came unto Elijah and said, amen, after he had performed, amen, and touched the child, amen, and the child recovered, amen, the word of the Lord came unto Elijah, see, gird up yourself. See, when you begin to see, amen, that the Lord do something in your life, amen, it begin to be an evidence and of a reinsurance in your life, amen, and God showed up in your life, amen, don't you get excited about this here. It makes you just want to praise God, amen, and to continue to praise him, glory to God. Bless. Bless, bless, bless. I hear the Lord saying blessings, blessings. Amen. Somebody need the Lord. Somebody need the Lord out there this morning. Glory to God. We thank you out there this morning for tuning in this morning. Lively Stones Ministry. Amen. Real quick, we thank God for Deliverance Church of God, Tabernacle Deliverance Church of God over there in Fort Pierce, 2907 Avenue S in Fort Pierce, where the overseer is Dorothy Gordon. Amen. God bless your mother and pastor. Amen. Harriet Gordon, all the people of God, the whole body of Christ over there. Thank you for allowing the opportunity of me last week coming over there. Revival, 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 a resurgence. The Lord sent his revival. Mark it down. November the 12th, 13th, 14th, over there in 2907 Avenue S. Come and see what the Lord have in store with you. The Bible so declared, the eyes have not seen nor ears heard, nor have entered into the heart of man with the things that God have prepared for them that love him. Glory to God. Come and see. Come and see. Come and see. Glory to God. The Bible say, come and see. Come and see. Come. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Come on, come on here. Can anything come out of Nazareth? You need to trust and depend and lean on the Lord. We thank you for joining Lively Stones Ministry. Amen. The ministry where everybody is somebody, and Jesus Christ is the Lord. We only got about 30 seconds, I believe, but I want to make mention of this here. Great people over there. Thank you for having me and my wife over. We're fellowshipping with you. Glory to God over there. Amen. We just thank God. The Bible so declare how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. Amen. In unity. Glory to God. In unity. Amen. And how can we come together? We come together of one mind. Amen. And one heart. Amen. Glory to God. Come on here. Don't get me started again. But Dr. Ella Simon, Trinity Theological Seminary of South Florida. Amen. Pastor Blanche Davis, President. Amen. As well. Amen. We'll have further information on this here, but great, wonderful people of God. Amen. I just thought I'd make mention of them. Glory to God. So we have a phone number here too as well. But Trinity Theological Seminary of South Florida, come and just, you know what I mean, share your views. Amen. And get some insight. Amen. On the word. Come on. I feel like Jeremiah this morning. I feel like Jeremiah. Fire. Shut up in my bone. Come on, real fire. Praise God. Amen. God did it. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did it. Oh, everything that
thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again.